go ahead and, I'd say we go ahead and listen to the Bears history, .com too, with Roy Taylor. Roy Taylor, BearsHistory.com, ladies and gentlemen. And Scotty, why don't you give us a shove on this too?
Reporting on the Chicago Bears for Pro Football Central, I'm Roy Taylor from BearsHistory.com. As the Bears ship continues to sink, make sure to relive the glory days at BearsHistory.com. Prior to Chicago's visit to Detroit last weekend, the Bears were written coaches actually had playoff hopes. Beat Detroit in their 4-5, they thought, and then run the table and they're in. I actually sensed the eventual letdown, and have only one thing to say to all the postseason talk. Playoffs? It would be so simple, everyone thought. Just exploit the Lions' patchwork secondary and the game would be won. Instead, Chris Chandler was uncharacteristically inaccurate, and the Bears' offense, not Detroit's defense, looked like fools. This week, the Bears get the 6-3 St. Louis Rams at New Soldier Field. This should be an excellent game for Ram fans. A bit of the good news for the Bears is that their defense has risen to be ranked number 6 in the NFC and 13th overall, thanks to the unit's effort against Detroit. A lot has been made of the Bears' defensive improvement over the last 3 weeks, but let us not forget that Detroit and San Diego practically gift-wrapped 2 victories to Chicago. The bad news is that the Bears are ranked 32nd overall. That's right, dead last in total offense, while the Rams rank 8th offensively and 7th defensively. A very telling statistic is that Rams defensive end Leonard Little has collected as many sacks, 7, as the entire Bears defense. Chicago's on pace to smash an NFL record for least sacks in a season, but according to Bears defensive coordinator Greg Blash, sacks are important. He'll get a first-hand look at that on Sunday, as Mark Bulger is sure to hook up with NFL leading receiver Torrey Holt for a couple of scores. The Niners are in by 6, but I'm surprised it's not 16. Being a huge Bear fan, I hate to say it, guys, but look for the Rams to win this one big. Reporting for Pro Football Central, this is Roy Taylor from BearsHistory.com. Got back to Tony Finn and DJ.